Drive just about anywhere in Phoenix and you'll see signs for and against Proposition 487 staring back at you. The ballot measure has been attacked by firefighters and police officers and applauded by conservative groups, and it's left many voters confused. So KJZZ's Stina Sieg tries to shed some light on what's officially called the City of Phoenix Pension Reform Initiative.
I'll go the next street.
Okay, you got your map and everything?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I thought I was getting.
As the sun sets, a group of firefighters navigates through a North Phoenix neighborhood, going door to door.
I'd like to tell you that we're sweepstakes winners announcing you're winning a gazillion dollars, but we're actually Phoenix firefighters.
Oh, cool.
And we are walking in opposition to Proposition 487.
All right.
That's Captain Greg Hawks, who believes this ballot measure would not just change city pensions, but might actually strip him and his colleagues of benefits. Firefighter and police groups say the initiative is written in such a convoluted way, it could prohibit the city from contributing money to their pensions. Firefighter PJ Dean says that could take away their death benefits, too. He says those are funded by their pensions.
If you remove those benefits from the equation and take that away from us, you know, I can't with a clean conscience put myself at risk to save other people when I know my family isn't going to be supported if something were to happen. I just can't leave them stranded like that.
Even if there's a chance, he says, that's too much. But Phoenix City Councilman Sal DeCiccio is calling foul. He thinks firefighters and their benefits are being trotted out by opponents of Prop 487 to manipulate the public.
The death and disability is just a complete lie. It's not even close to being true.
DeCiccio, who supports Prop 487, says it does not affect city firefighters or police at all. That's because they're part of a statewide pension plan, and this measure is supposed to only include employees with the city's plan.
Everybody gets to keep what they got at the City of Phoenix. Everybody gets to keep everything that they've earned. Just going forward, new employees would have to be under a 401k. It's not that complicated.
With these 401k-style plans, the retirement amount future employees would receive would depend on how their investments do. Compare that to current pensions, where retirees get a fixed percentage of their salaries for life. DeCiccio says Prop 487 would also end the practice of spiking, as in employees inflating their salaries with things like unused vacation and sick leave to bump up their pension. Negotiations earlier this year dealt with some of those spiking issues, but not all. When it comes to voters, DeCiccio says Prop 487 opponents are just trying to
confuse them, make them think that this is a bad idea, without talking about the merits of pension reform that need to happen. If you don't have pension reform, you're going to see higher costs.
Pretty much everyone on both sides of this fight agrees on that last point, but little else.
How do you determine who's right or who's correct or who's misleading?
Exactly. Tom Riley is the director of ASU's Morrison Institute for Public Policy. The Institute is not taking a position on Proposition 487, but did host a citizens' review of it. Just everyday people wading through the complex language. And at the end of all that, results were mixed. They found that the city says the most likely outcome of the proposition is actually a cost, $345 million over the next 20 years. Legal experts who support the initiative point to another estimate from the city, a savings of more than $500 million. But that's if every aspect of it stands in court, which city officials believe is unlikely. Riley puts it this way.
Ultimately, you know, if it's challenged, you'll be up to the courts, not to legal experts.
The review also found it's unclear what effect, if any, the measure would have on firemen and police. They are mentioned in the ballot's description and the preamble of the proposition, but not at all in the body of its text. For Riley, the bottom line is this.
How we compensate public employees probably needs a rethinking. Because it's too easy for elected officials to increase benefits because of payouts years later, long after they leave office.
And Riley says that conversation is happening all across the country as hefty pension bills are coming due. Here in Phoenix, he won't guess what will happen on Election Day, but both sides are gearing up for a court fight. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News, Phoenix.